I love how cute my baby brother is, but he's so little and helpless. He needs us to do everything for him.
You know, Jesus came to earth just like Sammy, so he knows what it's like to be human. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Can you think of all the things that a baby needs? Diaper changes, cuddles and kisses, feeding. I mean, they can't really do anything on their own. Can you imagine Jesus like that? After all, he's God, King of the universe, and yet he chose to come to earth in the most humble way possible, born as a baby. He chose that so he would know what it's like to be human and sympathize with us. Hebrews 4:15 says, Jesus understands our weaknesses. He was tempted in the same ways we are tempted, but he never sinned. Let's read our story for today. It's called Just Like Sammy.
Sammy is so sweet, whispered Hayden, gazing at her brand new brother.
As she watched the baby, Sammy stirred and opened his eyes. He waved chubby little arms in the air.
He's so tiny, Hayden said in awe.
Then she frowned as the baby began to cry. Mom came and leaned over the side of the crib.
Maybe it's time for a change of position.
She turned Sammy on his side and gently patted his back. He soon stopped crying.
I can't wait till he's big enough to play with me, said Hayden.
But I guess that won't be for a long time, huh? She looked at Sammy thoughtfully.
Babies are pretty helpless, aren't they, Mom? All they do is sleep and eat.
Mom nodded.
Yes, but before you know it, he'll be much bigger and will learn how to do all kinds of things.
A little later, the baby began to cry again.
I think your brother is hungry, said Mom.
It's time for Sammy to eat. She went to pick him up.
Mom, Hayden said after the baby was fed and once again fast asleep, since it's Christmas time, we've been learning about the things that happened when Jesus was born. He was helpless, just like baby Sammy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, Mom replied. You know, Jesus could have come to earth as a fully grown man or even as a mighty king if he wanted, but he didn't. He chose to be born as a helpless baby, dependent on his family to take care of him.
I wonder why, said Hayden.
Well, the Bible says Jesus humbled himself. He didn't come as a rich, important ruler, but in the form of a servant. The Bible also says Jesus is able to sympathize with us because he knows what it's like to be human. He experienced things we do, like feeling hungry or tired or sad. He even knows what it's like to be tempted, even though he never sinned. I think we're able to understand and trust him more, knowing that he came to earth as a tiny baby just like we did. Mom smiled. He did that for us because he loves us so much. Isn't that great? Hayden smiled too and nodded as she glanced down at her baby brother.
So, how about you? Do you realize how much Jesus humbled himself by becoming a helpless baby? Christmas is a good time to thank him for loving you so much that he was willing to do that for you.
Thank him for growing up as a human, facing the same temptations you face, and for understanding all your needs and problems and questions. Thank him for all he's done for you. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11.
There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And our key thought for today, thank Jesus for coming as a baby. I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. Every day has a new story to talk about with your family. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus. So search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.